connects the community. Highlight someone doing something positive. Email us today, stories@cwfnetwork.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Much King, and you're now tuned into the CWF Network.
Life is meant to be lived. And on this show, I'm going to tell you crazy stories of my life.
I'm your boy, Much King. You already know I got a story to tell.
Hey, what it is, friends, your boy Much King here, and you're back with an all-new episode of A Story to Tell right here on the CWF Network, where we bring you the big content in the smallest of the pieces. And I just want to welcome you back to a show where I like to tell my crazy stories of my life. And you know it's wild, and so that's why I'm here, and that's why you're tuned in. So I want to welcome you back. I'm sorry that I missed you last week, building a network, like I always tell you, it's a lot of things going on, and you know, your boy got to take some time to refresh while I do other things to try to build this up. This is one of the biggest months we've ever had. These numbers are growing, so you know, your boy got to get prepared because it's, you know, it's a little exciting now. So, you know, I wanted to come to you and, you know, provide you with a good story because, you know, I always got one, but I had a story that I wanted to tell last week. I be sounding hella thirsty. Hold on. Sorry, friends, I just had to go ahead and take a drink of water. Now, you guys already know, if you're a coffee drinker, you already know coffee be having you hella thirsty. Your throat be on desert. And every time I feel like I need to record, I always feel the need to drink coffee, which makes no sense because then I sound like Sucker and Succotash on this goddamn show. But that's another story for another day. But I hope all is well with you. You know, we are now in October. Fall has set in, you know, the good weather was like, peace out, you know, hoodie weather is back, so be sure to go cop that, it's boo season hoodie, you know, a couple weeks before Halloween. You can still wear it after Halloween. Who gonna check you? Not me. I'm be glad that you're wearing it, but so go ahead and check the links in the description below to go ahead and pick that up. But today, now, I know you've seen the title, I know you're thinking Green Lantern, Let me just make this statement right here. I'm not really like a Marvel fan, like and stuff like that. But what I will say is, as a kid, you know, cards like baseball cards, like Marvel cards were a big thing. And so, you know, because my brother collected basketball cards and I would collect the Marvel cards because I had a friend named Chris. Shout outs to you, Chris, wherever you're at in the world. That was my best friend from childhood. I don't know where he's at in the world today. He's not on Facebook. Can't find him. But one day, you know, we'll possibly connect again because that's the way my crazy life works. But yeah, so my friend Chris used to collect these Marvel cards. And so then I started collecting the Marvel cards and it was all types of X-Men and stuff like that. But I remember there was this one pack, you know, of Marvel cards. You know, you get the one pack and you get the surprise card. So the surprise card was like the new Green Lantern card. And I just remember it being like a hologram. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so dope. I remember the smell of the cards. I used to love the smell. And, you know, all my card heads out there, you know, you had the little book to keep your cards in good condition. Who knows where those cards are at now? My mom probably threw them out. Just threw away the fortune. Not even thinking that it was going to be something huge now. But shout outs to all my card holders and all my Marvel fans. Because, you know, but this story is not about that today. But I do have a story that involves the name Green Lantern. And I'm about to get into it right now. You ready? You know, let's come on, sit back and relax because it's a quick story, but it's eventful. So let me take you back to now. You know, if you listen to A Story to Tell, you already know that I was in New York for many years, like living my adult life, partying and doing all those good things. But around like 2013, like some major things, 2012, 2013, some major things happened. A couple people died in my life and life just kind of spiraled out of control. And, you know, I found myself moving to Baltimore first and then the DMV. Now, you know, if you listen to, you know, the story of how the network was created, then you know that I lived in Baltimore and I had to walk 2 miles a day. But, you know, go back and listen to that. I'll also put that in the links below so you can go ahead and hear the story of how I created this crazy thing called the CWF Network. But so when I got to DC, you know, being in New York, you didn't really have to have a car. My mindset now is if I ever went back to New York, I would have a car because, you know, I need to have a car. I can't be on the bus and train and stuff like that. But I got into a real bad car accident. Then I wasn't, you know, wasn't really trying to be in a car like that for many years, you know. But then because I moved down south, I now have to have a car, and the car is very important to me. And it made me think about a story of when I got like my first car on my own when I was in DC. So boom, let me hit it to you like this. So when I was in DC, I worked at this job and I started there as temp. I was supposed to, you know, go permanent within weeks, but somehow, some way, I ended up being there like a year and a half and still didn't get no promotion. And being a temp, you know, you guys know, like, you don't get paid when they don't work. In DC, if it rains, they'll be like, oh, work from home. Oh, ding, work from home. Oh, it's snowing, work from home. It's too hot, work from home. Like, oh, don't come in on Mondays. Like, it's fine. Oh, don't go, don't have to work on Fridays. Like, it was like that. It was a very chill job and stuff like that. But the job that I had, I needed to be at work to do it. I didn't have a computer or a login to do shit at home. So I would literally go in. So being that I was supposed to get this raise and I never got it, like, bills started stacking up and, you know, I needed a way to get around. Now, at the time, like, I felt like I wanted to get back into a car because I started using Zipcar. Now, anybody who don't know what Zipcar is, like, it's where you can rent cars hourly. So I started doing that, you know, paying $8 an hour. And literally, I would have to, like, I would rent the car for an hour and speed to the supermarket. I would run through the supermarket like it was supermarket sweep, just like throwing shit into the cart and then, like, be out so I can return the car in time so I didn't have to extend it because, you know, I wasn't trying to extend those hours. But I'm getting to those Zipcar days, you know, for another story, because those are crazy too. But so once I stopped using the Zipcar, I was like, you know what? Like, I just need to get a car because I'm spending all this money on this Zipcar and it's not even mine. I can't even keep it. I got to return it and stuff like that. So I started going around to the little hoopty places. Now, you know, I had, when I turned 17, you know, my parents got me a car, you know, they got me another car, they got me another car, and things have happened to those cars. Let's just say that. Some of them my fault, some of them not so much. But, you know, I'm still responsible because it was in my possession. But so when I went to go get this car, I knew, like, you know, okay, let me go try to get like a little bootleg, little car dealership, like a little buy here, pay here, you know, not too much. I could put, like, you know, something down and be able to pull out of there with a car. So, you know, I saved up a couple checks, and, you know, the idea in my head was, because this is the time that Uber started, and I was like, if I get a car, then I could do Uber in the mornings before I go to work and make extra money to, you know, be able to support my bills and stuff. And this is when, like, Uber was really paying money. They were paying money to get it. So, you know, I went around to a couple, actually, no, I looked in the paper at a couple different car lots, you know, when you look online and stuff. But looking online at cars is a really difficult thing because, you know, you can really get sold a lemon. And I've heard war stories about, you know, people who bought lemons, you know. And so, you know, I wanted to try to avoid that whole thing. Now, mind you, when I went online and I saw one, you know, this little Jeep chair, what was it? A Jeep Patriot. And no, I saw a Jeep Wrangler on the website. That's what it was. So I was like, oh, you know what? I could try to go get the old school Jeep Wrangler. So I was like, boom, had my money, went to the car dealership. I was walking around and I was looking at it. Saw a couple options. The dude was like, how can I help you? I'm like, listen, bro, like, I'm working on my credit. It ain't the best, but I need to get a car, like, immediately. This is how much I got. He was like, all right, let me run your info. Boom, boom, boom. So he comes back out and he shows me, like, three options of cars that I qualify for. So one, you know, one was, like, a Malibu. Didn't want that. It was another, like, white little car. And I was just like, it looked like I was going to be driving, like I had a baby mom. Like, nah, I didn't want that car either. And then there was this Jeep Patriot. Now, the Jeep Patriot, if you don't know what it is, it's, you know, not like a Jeep, but it's not a car. It's, like, right in the middle. You know, it's like a truck, but it's not a truck. It was just perfect for what I needed it to be. And it, you know, eventually was the reason that I was able to transition. But we'll get into that in a minute. So I go, you know, he shows me these options. He runs my stuff. He tells me that these are my options. So I was just like, okay, cool. Mind you, now, if you ever got in a car, it takes forever at the car dealership to, you know, get these things through, you know, so they can finagle the deal, you know, get you set up, boom, boom, boom. So I had went after work at like 5 o'clock and the place closed at like 8:39. I literally was there up until closing. And then, like, they were like, oh, well, you got to come back tomorrow. And, you know, we'll be able to help you with the car. And I'm like, bro, like, I was trying to get this car today. So I was like, okay, cool, like, whatever. So, like, I had went home the next day and came back, and he was like, okay, like, this is what the deal is. Like, you got to give me $800 and blah, blah, blah. So I was like, bro, I don't have $800. Like, I don't. So he was like, all right, this is what I'm going to do for you. He was like, you can give me $400, and then the next time you get paid, you can bring the $400 back. So I was like, okay, cool. So I gave him the $400, and then, like, you know, they were able to get the deal done. I got the insurance put on the car, and boom, folks, I'm pulling out of there. 2010 G Patriot. So now I'm like, oh shit, like, I got my own car, like, da 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 da. So, you know, the first couple days I drove to work and I didn't really know where to park at, because, you know, I worked in DC, and DC's crazy. You can't really park on the street because they be having these zones where you gotta have permits and shit. So I was parking in the parking garage, like, every day. And the parking garage was, like, $10 a day. So that shit was killing me. But it was cheaper than if I had took the train in D.C. because that shit was, like, $80 a week just to go to the home and back. That didn't include, like, going out nowhere. And so I signed up for Uber. I was able to do Uber in the morning. And Uber was paying money at the time. Like, I would get up at 6 a.m. I would drive from 6 to 8, and then I would drive to work after. And then that just, like, sometimes I would be able to do, like, 3 rides and make, like, $50, or, like, you know. And these were, like, right around the corner rides, and because they were surging, they had surge prices and bonuses, and this is when it was, like, brand new for everybody, started getting on it. Your boy was on it, as always. I'm always on the trends. Back to the story. So, you know, one night, like, maybe, like, 2 days in from having a car, like, I'm sitting at home and I'm chilling, you know, being grown, my grown self. And what do I get? You know, I get the U up text. You know, everybody know what the U up text is. You know, it's 3 a.m. Like, we already know what that is. So, you know, of course, I had to be at work at 8 o'clock. And, you know me, it's 3 a.m. I'm like, plenty of time. Of course, like, perfect. Let me go be a thought. So I get up and, you know, put on my thought gear. My guys know what that is. And then, like, you know, I'm on my mission to go be Sir Thought. So, you know, I'm trucking down the little, you know, back streets of DC. I don't really know where I'm going. So I'm, you know, I got GPS on at this time, and it tells me to make a little turn here, a little turn there, a little right here, left here, up there, down there, boom, boom, boom. So next thing you know, I make it to this light and I'm sitting there, and then, like, the next street I had to go up was, like, a little incline. So I'm sitting there and I'm bopping to the music, do, 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 do. And then, like, I go to accelerate and I punch down the gas, the car goes nowhere. And I'm like, wait a minute. And I'm like, pressing the gas, it's doing nothing. It's not going no faster than 10, 15 miles per hour. So I, like, you know, stopped the car and, like, turned it off. And I'm like, bro, like, come on. Like you got to be joking with me. Like, it's, like, 4 a.m. I'm on these random streets of DC. I don't even know where I'm at. The street where I was at had no headlights at all. Like, no headlights at all. And so I just sat there for, like, 20 minutes. And I'm texting the person, like, oh, they're like, oh, you fucking flake. You not coming. And I'm just like, my fucking car. Like, chill out. Like, I can't even move. So, I ended up just making a U-turn, and I was like, okay, like, I'm gonna try to drive it back home, because I was, like, probably, like, not even, like, seven minutes away. So I was like, I'm gonna try to drive it home. So I'm, like, driving down the street at, like, 10 miles per hour. All these cars are honking at me and fucking driving around me and shit. And I'm just like, bruh. So, you know, I got it back to the house, parked it in front of the thing, and I will say that I still hopped in an Uber and went back on my thought mission to get over my pissedness from this fucking car acting up that I just got. So, you know, the next day, me being the aggressive person that I am, ring, 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 right in the morning, first thing, like, yo, y'all sold me this car, like, the shit is not going, you know, no faster than 15 miles per hour. He talking about something, I had to get it there. I'm like, you can't come and tow it. He was like, that's going to charge you. I mean, we're going to have to charge you for that. So I was like, okay, boom. So here I go, hop back in the car the next day, 15 miles per hour. Like, I'm trucking, you know, all slow to the dealership, which was probably like 3 miles away. And, you know, I just gave them the car and, like, boom, boom. They look at it and they're like, okay, like, this is what's wrong. And this is how much it's going to cost. I'm looking at them like, bro, I just got this car. I'm not paying you for that. Like, it was literally 2 days after I left this lot that this happened. It was nothing of my fault. Like, I'm not paying for it. But, you know, when you go to them dealerships, you gotta watch out, because sometimes you sign the as is, you know, deal. And, you know, she was trying to swindle me. Like, I signed that deal, and I had to make sure, like, bro, let me tell you something. I didn't sign nothing of the nature. So I need you to fix it. So after, you know, cursing them out for a little bit, I end up being like, okay, we could just split it. I'll pay for half, and you pay for the other half, because it was like $600 to fix. So he let me pay him $200. Now, mind you, if you guys remember, he told me that I had to pay him $800. I paid him $4, and then I was going to bring him $4 next time I got paid. Mind you, I've been got paid. I ain't bring that $4 back to him. And so when I had went there with the car, I was like, bro, and then you want me to bring back this other $400? I'm not bringing you your payment until you do da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. He was like, okay. Like, we'll fix it, you know, and you could just give us $200 and blah, blah, blah. It's going to take 3 days. I'm like, 3 days? I want my motherfucking car. So then, you know, I gave it to them, gave them $200. They really didn't want to do that, but I was like, you know what? Sometimes you got to pay to play. You know, I wanted a car. I got it. It's broken. They said they'll fix it for only $200. It was really sick. So, you know, like, I kind of win. I kind of win because I need this and I want it and I pay my money. And I'm the type of person, this is why I don't order shit online, because I like to have it in hand. I like to walk out the store with bags so I can feel where my money is going. I don't like to pay money. It come out my account. I'm looking at my account all empty and fucking depleted. And still, there's still nothing physical in front of me that shows me, like, where the fuck my money went. Like, so that's the type of person I am. But, you know, I end up getting the car fixed. I end up going on a whole bunch more thought missions with that car. But let me tell y'all something. When you know, life turned left in D.C. and things started going wrong, and I was just fed up with trying to make that shit work, trying to make it work, I was just ready to go. And I told my friend one day, like, bruh, I am going back to New York. And he was like, when? I was like, Thursday. It was like a Tuesday. I was like, I can't do this no more. Like, and so I was just like, I'm gonna take most of my stuff. I'm gonna leave some stuff here. And, you know, I'm gonna come back for it. And that car, you know, it was good up until the time when I left for New York. And then I remember the first time I had a job interview in New York. So I had to drive 4 hours to New York, or 5 hours to New York. And I remember my phone being off because I, you know, I really didn't have money like that. I remember not being able to get food, and I had like 2 bananas in the car and shit. I just remember being so tired because I had to leave at 4 a.m. and I was sleeping at the rest stop in the car. And literally when I finally moved back to New York, like, that car got me places. Like, I was here, I was there, I was driving uptown, downtown, I was in the Bronx, I was there, I was this. And I ended up, you know, being in a nice little residential neighborhood in East New York where I was able to park my car basically in front of the house every day. So that was a plus. And I was just like, you know what, I'm feeling good, I'm feeling great. But the job that I ended up getting when I moved back to New York, it was like a job doing social media for a doctor's office. Like, they started acting hella funny, like, with my checks and shit. And, you know, they wanted to request and passwords. So I felt like the whole, like, oh, you know, we're not going to be able to afford this, we're going to have to let you go, I felt it was coming. So I was trying to, like, get, like, a new little freelance gig or a new little job or whatever. But the payments on that fucking car were just adding up, and I wasn't getting my weekly checks anymore like I was in D.C. You know, I was trying to do freelance gigs, and anybody who does freelance gigs, you know that it takes forever for people to pay you. Like, bro, come on, you know, I gotta get this done. And so, you know, finally one day I was able to secure an interview, and I was just like, boom, I know I'm about to get this job. Actually, no, it wasn't even an interview, it was a meeting for a freelance job for a new salon that had opened. They wanted somebody to do social media, and I was like, perfect, because, you know, I never really did, like, you know, the beauty side of social media. So I was like, cool, like, I can fucking, you know, get new experiences and stuff like that. I get all fly and shit, you know, with the clothes I did have, you know, they was bummy at the time, but, you know, I was getting it together. So, you know, I got my fly shirt on, you know, spritz, you know, put the little cologne on the neck and the wrist, you know, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to dress to impress. Ladies and gentlemen, I get outside and there is a big pink letter on my door, taped to my door, saying that they've booted my car. There's a big old boot on my car. And I looked at that and I was like, bro, like, I don't even know where I'm gonna get the money for that. So the letter on the window told you which number to call. So I called the number, and the lady was like, yeah, to get your car out, it's gonna be $810 plus this amount. She was like, and then every day that it's like it stays there booted, it goes up another $40. I'm like, bruh, like, I don't even know where I was getting that money. And I refused to call my parents because, you know, I had told them, like, I'm not dependent on y'all for nothing, because I was trying to be independent and shit. And, you know, all my folks out there, you know, you don't want to hear your parents' opinion, like, when you're trying to get through it and, you know, trying to make decisions rationally for your life. You know, sometimes the parents' decisions, you know, could just frustrate you more. And at that time, it was one of those times, and I was just like, bro, I can't. So I just went outside every day and, you know, touched her and made sure she was good on the block that she was on. And maybe like it was 10 days later, I came outside and Green Lantern was gone. Ladies and gentlemen, Green Lantern was the car that saved me, you know, to get back from New York, to get me back into the swing of things and to actually get my life back on track. Because once I left DC and I got back to New York, you know, I started making better moves and smarter moves. And then I was able to start working for the Department of Education, and then freelance gigs were coming and the network was growing and I was producing shows and all of that. So Green Lantern, buddy, I miss you. That was a good car. It was a good car, but oh my man, when I was driving to New York for those interviews, and when I had actually moved back to New York, that thing when I had to get fixed originally on the car, it started to not work again. So I would like get to the tolls. Like, I remember I got to the toll one time, I slowed down, I gave the lady the money, she gave me the change back, and I pressed that pedal down and it literally went like 10 miles per hour. And it like did that for like 10 seconds and then the car would buck and then it would speed up to like 60. And like every time I stop at the toll, I would just be like, please, like, no, just let me get to my destination. I don't even have no phone to call AAA or anybody. Like, they're gonna just be looking at this random black man on I-95 just trying to wave them down. Like, can I use your minutes on your cell phone? Because I don't have none. Let me tell you something. It's been rough times in my life, but I'm telling you, those rough times have built character. I am a very strong-minded individual, especially these days, because of all the shit that I have been through. I have applied all of those feelings of how, like, mad and angry that I've felt, and I've projected them into projects that, like, you know, help me get to the place that I am today. So the word of the lesson of today that I really want to put in there is, like, sometimes you just got to make shit work. And like, I randomly went into that car lot from looking at cars online. I just picked out a car. I didn't really check the engine. You know, you're supposed to bring a mechanic and all that. I didn't do none of that. I just wanted the car. And, you know, I had it until I wasn't able to pay for it no more. And then they came and took it. And then I was mad again. So that really just taught me, like, bro, like, don't step out there to get things before you're ready for them. Like, I know a lot of times, like, we just be like, oh, I want this, I want that, I want this, I want that. Like, I've always prayed for, like, the blow up of this network. But I'm glad that it's, like, a slow, gradual growth. Because I don't really know if I would be able to, like, take it if I woke up and this shit was at, like, fucking 100K overnight. Like, I mean, 100K just for one night alone. Like, I can't wait to see numbers like that. I can't wait to grow this platform into, you know, a place for black folks to come for news and events and, you know, all the stuff black that we appreciate. And we don't want to, you know, we don't want it looked at, you know, with judgment from other communities, because, you know, they always want to be us until they want to be us. And anywho, that's a story for a different day. Make sure you go out there to vote. Make sure you comment and let me know if you've ever had a little car that got you through the times. Like, maybe you had to sleep in the back. Like, a couple of nights I slept under the bridge. I didn't tell nobody that. I slept under the bridge because I didn't really have my money. You know, I was waiting for someone to make a payment and I didn't have the money to, you know, get the room for rent that I was trying to get. And, you know, you got to spend money on food and then you overspend and then you spend money for the rent that you needed. Now I got to wait for more money to come in. And, you know, you got to do what you got to do. You got to do what you got to do. But let me know if you ever had a similar experience. Let me know in the comments below. Reach out to us on the network hotline. You should. 347-719-3350. What other podcast do you know has a hotline? Come on. Reach out to us. Check out the other shows on the network. Views from the Back Row with DS Walls. Conversation with Friends is coming back with an all new spin. At first, we was going to stop. But your boys, come on now. We're unstoppable. You cannot stop the funny. We've been doing that shit since 2014, my guys, my girls. as Drake says, my girl. But yeah, so we're coming back with all new thing of that. Lover with Letitia D. You know, I have some new connects that that I'm doing, some new shows that I'm developing. Shout out to all the hosts that are on the network now. Shout out to all the former hosts, you know, who've gotten me to this point. Like, you know, no love lost. It is what it is. Like, we just moving on out here. And, you know, shout out to all the future people that will come and grace their presence on this dope ass network where we share black stories from all angles, because, you know, we're all black, but we're all living different experiences. Remember that. But I'm not going to hold you for long. I'm about to skate up out of here. I'm your boy, the four-letter guy, eight letters better, Mush King. You already know what it is. And be sure to tell your story, because you never know who's listening, because guess what? Everybody got a story to tell. And on that time when I was purchasing Green Lantern, I thought I was hot shit in that green Jeep Patriot on my thought mission. And then that thought mission was abruptly aborted due to mechanical issues. But I still made it, though, in my Uber. Catch you later.
This is the CWF Network, where we bring you big content in small pieces. Follow us on Instagram at CWFP_. Okay, bye.